Gramaigar a caihirlí, ba bhfuil am tús a chur leis a díspareach seo ar thógáil na siahana agus le díru isteach ach go háirithe ar rinn a bhar a haon. 10 weeks before last year's Ardesh, the Stormont House Agreement was signed. I said then that if fully implemented, it could be a catalyst for reconciliation. In subsequent months, the North descended into a very serious crisis. Thankfully, political stability has since been restored with the establishment of the Fresh Start Agreement. But many challenges exist. This British Conservative government refuses to recognise the special circumstances of the North. Its economic policies deny fiscal independence to the executive and are undermining our local public services. Historic patterns of economic inequality and social disadvantage still exist in many areas. Sectarianism and segregation remain endemic. Parity of esteem and respect for the Irish identity and the Republican nationalist traditions continues to be denied. A major impediment to progress is the impasse on dealing with the past due to the British government's veto on maximum information disclosure. Its refusal to do so or seriously engage with Sinn Féin's proposals to resolve this impasse confirms for me that powerful sections of the British state have decided that there should be no progress on dealing with the past. And that position, comrades, is unacceptable to Sinn Féin and victims, families and representatives. The British government should lift its veto and allow the mechanisms agreed for dealing with the past to begin working. This party is absolutely committed to ensuring our society's legacy of suffering and pain is addressed and that a process of reconciliation and healing is established. There has been much suffering on all sides, and we must begin to heal those hurts and divisions. Because the politics of hatred and resentment will only serve to imprison our society in the past. So there's a choice to be made between reconciliation or engaging in endless recrimination. And Republicans have made our decision. Reconciliation must be this society's future. In his poem, 1916, Yeats said, "Too long a sacrifice can make a stone of the heart." Well, Republican hearts have been broken many times during previous and more recent phases of conflict. But we have never lost our humanity or our ability to look to the future. Vision was the defining and timeless characteristic of the 1916 proclamation, and it spoke of being oblivious of the divisions carefully fostered to divide a minority from the majority. Sinn Féin is guided by the principles of the proclamation. We are egalitarian, anti-sectarian Irish Republicans. We belong to a proud, legitimate Republican tradition. And we refuse to be vilified or criminalised by our opponents in state establishments, politics, or by the media, north or south. Republicans have stretched and challenged ourselves to develop the peace process, and we have done so in pursuit of reconciliation and healing. But now it is time that others begin to do the same. You see, reconciliation is the right thing to do, but it's not a one-way street. Just like the peace process, reconciliation is inevitable. But the question is whether we want it to be achieved sooner or later. It has to be a collective, shared and inclusive process. It requires partnership and a willingness to take risks. That was exemplified last year in the deeply historic and symbolic meeting between the leadership of Sinn Féin and Prince Charles, and that against the backdrop of his own personal pilgrimage to remember his uncle killed by the IRA. That particular meeting powerfully underlined the importance of leadership in taking forward reconciliation. Just as a few extremists have always been hostile to the peace process, some state and political interests did not want that meeting to occur, or for the symbolism of its message to be seen or heard. They were and they are wrong, because there is a bigger picture. Those of us who share a strategic vision for the peace process must reach out to each other and encourage an inclusive national conversation on reconciliation. And that is an authentic public discourse on reconciliation between Republicans and Unionists, Green and Orange, the Irish and the British, and those of no tradition or faith. The private dialogues which Sinn Féin and others have diligently pursued over many years on the way forward now need to be translated into actions. It is time. It's time for the silent majority to start challenging itself and to be heard. It's time for the prophetic voices to start speaking out, for civic leadership to take public responsibility. And it is also long past time for all political and governmental leaderships to step up to the mark. A broad-based coalition for reconciliation could generate the momentum which would open a new phase of the peace process. The symbolic words and gestures and actions now have to be built upon. Reconciliation has to be moved from being an aspiration to become a concrete reality in people's lives. And that is why I commend the new policy document towards an agreed and reconciled future to this Ardèche. It is a substantive contribution to designing a roadmap towards making reconciliation the new phase of our peace process, building upon previous positions adopted at consecutive Ard Eshina. Now, others should bring forward their proposals and strategies also. Sinn Féin wants reconciliation placed at the heart of government in the North and across Ireland. And the new Northern Executive and Assembly and North-South Ministerial Council have leadership roles in advancing reconciliation. We as a party will be seeking a clear reconciliation focus from all government departments, public bodies and local councils. All major policy decisions should be reconciliation-proofed against equality, anti-sectarian and good relations benchmarks. And that approach should become central to all aspects of public policy in the North. Reconciliation should also shape the policy framework from which legislation is drafted and brought forward to tackle and finally eradicate sectarianism. We will seek the adoption of a dedicated national reconciliation strategy under the auspices of the North-South Ministerial Council. Because both the British and Irish governments have strategic obligations to ensure that reconciliation becomes the new positive dynamic driving forward the peace process. The peace process has transformed Irish society. It is the most important political project on the island. Reconciliation among all sections of our people and between Britain and Ireland should become its next and most transformational phase. The fresh start has to now become a new start for going forward. And that towards new human and political relations, towards an end to sectarianism in all of its toxic manifestations, towards equality, respect and parity of esteem, towards new opportunities for all of our citizens, and ultimately towards the achievement of a new, agreed, united Ireland. Míle buíochas, Steve Gilliar.